The Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee meeting in order. President Senator Hoffman, Senator Kelly, Senator Torgerson. We have before us two bills today, Senate Bill 256 and Senate Bill 229. And we'll take up 256 first, which is...
Where's Al?
No Al today.
No Al, huh? Well, that means the bill is passed, right?
Yeah. Which is an act relating to the offices of mayor and mayor pro tem for a second-class city. The bill was introduced by by Senator Adams. By Mar, Senator Adams. And Marla will tell us what it's all about. Yeah, I put her on the spot right off the bat.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Marla Berg, and I work for Senator Adams. Under current law, second-class cities can't, the voters in second-class cities can't elect a mayor. Elect the mayor. AS 292230B says that mayors of second-class cities are elected by and from the council and serve a one-year term unless a longer term is approved by ordinance. This bill was introduced at the request of the city of Savunga, and it would amend the law so that second-class cities would have the option of passing an ordinance to allow election of the mayor by the voters in the community rather than by the council. They were not requesting any changes to the qualification for mayor, powers and duties of the mayor, and they did not want to give the mayor veto power in second-class cities. So all this bill does is allow people in second-class cities, if they can, if the council passes an ordinance, to directly elect the mayor.
Okay. Senator Phillips.
So why did they want to do this? Was there a personality conflict or something?
Well, unfortunately, the mayor of Savunga, we thought he was going to be here, but we haven't heard from him yet this morning.
You don't know what the... what?
The mayor of Savunga has been the mayor of Savunga for many of the last... ever since they've had a mayor, he's usually been it. So it seems like... I don't know exactly what the problem is. He got a resolution passed. AML passed the resolution. And
what are you saying?
Well, 40 years Jerry's been mayor. Uh-huh. 40 plus, I guess.
Okay.
The idea is that he just would like to be, instead of elected by the council, he'd like to be elected by all the residents of the community. But the idea of this bill is you had to be a council member first.
Right.
And then you go out and be elected by the people.
Well, he was supposed to be here?
He thought he was going to be here. I don't know if the planes got in this morning or not.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think they did.
Donald came in.
We had quorums today.
The only reason I can think is maybe personality conflicts or something.
But this is not a community where the...
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 256 out of committee with individual recommendation.
Thank you very much. Is there objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 256.
You're in a good mood today. What did you do? Have that party?
This is a Savunga bill.
Below my minimum.
Okay, that brings us to... And if this one here moves that easily, we'll be happy. Senate Bill 229.
Is this below your minimum now, Mr. Kelly?
So, whoever, Dwight, who's going to head us off here on the...
I'll start. And
we do have amendments now.
I know.
So I want to handle the money portion of this, which was our request, and then we'll deal with the amendments then after.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, committee members, for the record, my name is Dwight Perkins. I am the special assistant to Commissioner Tom Cash at the Department of Labor. We've all been working hard on this to try to come in with suggested changes that that have been requested or have been asked. And I think we're at a point now where we've gotten to that point. Information, I would like to apologize for the amount of time that it has taken, but we've had many discussions about this, so I'm hoping that today's our day. Senator Torgerson, in our last hearing, if I recall, we're working off a work draft 9GS2026/C Kramer of 22696, and just want to make sure we're all reading from the same sheet of music.
There's only been one CS adopted. So
okay.
That's the CS.
That's right. I just wanted to kind of get back historically. It's been such a long time since we met on this that I want to make sure we're reading from the same sheet here. So having said that, I guess in your packet you have, there is a letterhead from the Department of Labor. It's a letter from addressed to Senator Torgerson, and it's signed by myself. And it goes on to talking about the response to your request. Now, I don't know if everybody has read this or if you need a minute to look at it or not. If unless I'm stopped, I'll move forward.
Well, let's get to the money. We wanted to balance the fiscal note, and that was our main concern.
Okay.
We were waiting for a report from Anchorage and Fairbanks on...
Okay.
Fairbanks.
Regarding the municipality of Anchorage and Fairbanks, the service delivery areas out there, you have before you that, I think, regarding those numbers, it may be that Ramon Henderson with the Community and Regional Affairs would be best to answer those on that, or whoever they may designate, Jeff maybe. So, when you guys come up.
Is it below your minimum too, Brad?
Ramon, we've just started on this, so we're asking for the overview on the numbers we were hung up on. So
okay.
Just lead us through here so we understand what you're doing, and please identify yourself for the record.
Okay, Ramon Henderson, Director of Administrative Services for Department of Community and Regional Affairs. The first overall sheet, I guess you've looked at that already, that breaks up the cost by department, Office of the Governor, Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and Department of Labor. That's the summary document.
Fred.
Everybody have that one?
It's in the packet, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I have it.
Probably page 2 or 3 of the packet.
Right behind the cover letter.
Okay. It's an overview document for the ERIC, Office of the Governor, the 95. 96, 97, you see there's no funds in the 95 actuals. The FY 96 budget is in there. That's all interagency. FY 97 budget, $110,000 estimated for FY 97, and that's what's in the 97 budget request. The next column is Department of Community and Regional Affairs. 95 actuals are in the first column, a 96 budget, and a 97 budget. And then the final column is Department of Labor numbers for FY 95 actuals. 95 budget and 97 budget, or excuse me, 96 budget and 97 budget. And then the final column is a total, combining all three agencies. The next document, as I understand it, well, your packet is the estimated FY 97 budget. This is the FY 97 request, but the allocations are based on the budget. And then in terms of the various categories, that's based on applying percentages, the same percentages using that were applied or that are as a result of using FY95 actuals. So that was used to allocate between the various categories in terms of OJT, industry-specific, class occupational skills, and so forth. The amount that total on there, 3333.6 in the total column, the very end, that is the amount that agrees to the fiscal notes that are prepared for the bill. The next item in the packet is the FY 96 budget category, estimated budget by category. This is basically the same as the FY 97. The amount that you see in the very last column total, that is the amount 2941, that is the amount that... is in the FY 96 budget. Again, the allocation between the various categories was based on estimates. But the total amount is the total that is in the FY 96 budget. The next document is the FY 95 actuals by categories. And this is the actual expenses for each component, the Job Training Partnership Act, Alaska Statewide Service Delivery Area, Anchorage, and the Fairbanks service delivery area. These are actual amounts by by category, by component, and by category. And the next document is a description of the various categories. It defines what's in the employment assistance category, what's in the industry specific category, what types of expenses are in there. The OJT is a definition of what types of expenses are in there, and so on. Relocation assistance, class, occupational skills, tools, work posts, support services. And for your information, the support service category, there's been some concern that might be considered administrative as well. That is not; those are not administrative costs. Those are support service costs, health care, special services, temporary shelter, all kinds of regional expenses related to the training and related to the program. The next document is a FY90. This is a summary of what, actually more detail, of what you had in the previous document, the FY95 actuals by category. The next document, this final document, shows the summary of the totals for each category. And then following the summary, it's broken down between the subgrant and individual referrals. And behind that document are all the grantees that received funds, and the total of that agrees to the summary. Behind that is a list of all the individual referrals, and that total also agrees to the summary. And this is for the state, statewide service delivery area. The next document is further detail. It provides not only the classification of the expenses by category, but it also provides information by grantee, how much each grantee spent, and how they spent in each applicable category, and that agrees with the preceding schedule. And this again is for the statewide service delivery area. Now, what we've done is we provided the same thing for the Anchorage statewide service delivery area, as well as the Fairbanks service delivery area. Essentially, you've got detailed backup by grantee for all the expenses that were charged in various categories.
So what would one buy from Bon Marché for? I know I'm overly critical, but I'm just curious.
Which one, Senator?
Bon Marché, the bond?
Oh, Bon Marché.
$96?
It's on the sheet here.
$96 for support services. This was in the statewide service delivery area. Mark, can you shed some light on that?
Clothes.
Suits, huh? Ties?
Those are for Kmart, got here.
Oh, okay.
Not their top of the line.
That was working gloves, huh?
That was our sale of the reduced rack.
Must have been Seattle. Can't be here. Or there's a catalog.
Yeah, on this page here that says fiscal year 95. I don't know how
I describe it. FY95, actuals.
Lump sum of $121,950 for the STEP pilot project.
Yes.
Whole thing is a STEP pilot project. What was that money spent for?
Through the chair, that STEP pilot project was money that the department RSA'd back to the Department of Labor for a project. And I think Arby did some research on that one. The STEP pilot project, the $121,000?
$95,000.
You need a longer table here.
For the record, my name is Arby Williams. I'm the Director of Admin Services, Department of Labor. That information is outlined in the previous packet that we supplied to you. There were two small RSAs. One funded three positions in...
Don't take this personally. I just have the slot. But listen.
This went to fund vocational counselors for reemployment services, in Ketchikan and Anchorage, I believe, in a halftime position in Fairbanks, and then the small RSA for $45,000 funded a total of three quarters of vocational counselors to provide services specific to STEP recipients.
Okay. Other questions? Take a moment to pause through that. Are you through with your presentation, Ramon?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could correct that. The second RSA funded a full-time position in Juneau, one in Kenai, and a half-time person in Ketchikan.
Is that money included in what we're looking at as administrative expenses?
No.
Are you planning to do that same thing next fiscal year?
We haven't gotten as far as next fiscal year. We do have one in place for 1996, Senator, through the chair.
So is that within or without the existing administrative expenses as we have identified them?
It is outside of those administrative expenses. If Community and Regional Affairs, the statewide SDA, I believe, would be the one who would give the department that grant. If they did not want us to provide those services, we just wouldn't do it. We would stay with the employment services that are paid for by the federal Wagner-Peiser grant.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification purposes, though, would those be considered administrative fees, or are those direct service?
Those are direct services to staff recipients.
It's okay.
Workshops on how to complete a resume, those kinds of specialized services.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Any other questions? I'm at number one here.
So what is the School of Integrating Shiatsu?
This is Dave Dean in Fairbanks. I'm our sponsor. It's the massage therapy training that we've done a couple of up here. As legitimate.
I was afraid to ask the question.
I could hear the silence. Actually, we've had pretty well with some of the athletic clubs being involved. They have been able to get good jobs, and they've got to come back in for the training.
Okay.
And would you identify yourself again, please?
Yes, sir. I'm David Dean, and I'm the director of the Fairbanks Private Industry Council.
Okay, thank you.
Was this school in Fairbanks then?
School of massage?
Yes, sir, it is.
He's all
playing a rough game of hockey up there.
We also have one of them that's employed at the Fairbanks Hospital now. And she's doing very well.
She's a therapist, maybe.
Okay, other questions, son?
Oh.
We have for us three amendments that we want to consider.
Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes.
Do we have a copy just to go follow through with you or not?
Wasn't thinking about it, but.
just so you follow along, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I have talked these over with Mr. Perkins and not saying that he's in favor or opposed to them, but he doesn't know they're coming out.
I recall that, yes, you did talk to me about these.
Amendment number one is taking this program from a permanent state program and putting a sunset in it, the idea is to bring it back for the legislature in 2 years to see how if some of our concerns have been met with the accounting and other things that are in the program. So that's the intent of amendment number one.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just
Mr. Zara.
We'll get the department's reaction to that.
You bet.
Well, let's see, Mr. Chairman, if I may, committee members, on page, okay, I see the delete making on page one, line two, delete a permanent safe program. Okay, I'm just wondering, insert a new bill section to read, and it has all the numbers repealed. Oh, okay, there it is. It doesn't specifically, it says it by date, 1998.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department does not have a problem with that.
Is there other questions?
Maybe the governor will.
Is there objection to adopting amendment number one? Hearing none, amendment number one is adopted.
Page four, line three.
That's the second. That's the same
adding
thing.
New section.
Okay. Amendment number two, a brief explanation of it. This basically caps administrative fees at 20%. If you'll move the amendment, Senator Kelly.
Well, there's additional line amendment here somewhere.
I have the additional line. We'll have an amendment to the amendment here whenever I find it. Move it over here or I wouldn't lose it.
The idea is there's about $250,000 that required, as we understand, by a federal agreement, so we would exclude that $250,000 from the 20%. I would move to amend the amendment to add at the end of that paragraph, administrative expenses exclude the amount collected in accordance with the shared cost requirements. Federal government's OMB circular AE87 cost principles for state and local government. What it does is it increases the amount that they can use for administrative expenses to about 25%. They love it.
They love it. They love it.
Mr. Chairman, may I make one suggestion? Yes, we do love that. But I'm wondering, Mr. Chairman, committee members, if that language may not be best suited to go online, or excuse me, page two, and maybe where down starting at line 22, Employment Assistance and Training Program, it talks about the Employment Assistance and Training Program account is established in the general fund. The Commissioner Administration shall separate account money. The annual estimated balance in the account, and that's where this ties in, the annual estimated balance in the account may be appropriated by legislature to the department to implement. And then after that last citing of statute, after the period, insert this amendment that Senator Kelly just read off. And I'm just wondering, would that be more convenient or to add a new section, whatever the committee chooses, obviously, we can live with. But
well, actually, I didn't really look at it. I took legal to put this together.
Work for it.
Okay.
I think that I'd rather leave it where legal had it, but we can raise the issue to them to see if it would be better in that section.
And thank you, Senator.
I don't think it matters to the committee unless there's some objection where it goes, just as long as it's in the bill.
All righty.
I would move amendment number two as amended.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a discussion?
That's working with legal there to make sure that it's in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Is there any objection to adoption? Amendment number two is amended.
That's amended.
And then amendment number two is amended. Is adopted.
The parking lot.
That was it. Amendment number three. Amendment number three asks the department or the council shall adopt or establish grant administration requirements, including uniform accounting procedures that apply to qualified entities and their grantees. This amendment is a direct result of the paperwork shuffle we went through the last 3 weeks trying to get this information. The committee believes, or at least a few of us believe, that that wouldn't happen if we'd had some type of form, accounting form that was all uniform throughout the system.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number three.
Okay. Reaction from?
They love it.
Just another, we love it.
What is it going to call for them to do? I mean, other than what they're doing now, isn't there some sort of standardized reporting form or procedure that's already in place?
Through the chair, Senator Zaroff, Ramon Henderson is whispering in my ear here, so I'm going to let him maybe discuss that.
Go ahead, Ramon.
Mr. Chairman,
I think I know what the intent of this section is, and that is to try and implement a system that a standardized system that all grantees would have and the state would have. There is a problem with that in that we are bound by the state accounting system and grantees are not. And I'm sure that they probably do not want to modify their systems to comply with the state accounting system. And I don't think that we'll be able to modify ours to comply with theirs. The problem that we ran into in gathering the information was the level of detail that we were asked to provide. We could provide the information by cost category, but we could not tell you each by grantee who spent what on each program. So that was information that had to be gathered by going through various files, individual files. It would be there are systems, I guess, that you could obtain to set up to accumulate that information, but I don't know if it's something that unless the committee desires that's information that we necessarily need to collect. But even at that, I'm not so sure that we could get one system where everybody would agree upon a system that would be used by the municipality of Anchorage, by Fairbanks, and by the state.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Then I move that we strike the word uniform. Then it will read, the council shall establish grant administration requirements, including accounting procedures, that apply to qualifying entities and their grantees. That will give some structure out there,
yes,
without requiring it all to be exactly the same.
Keep it with that.
There's an amendment to, well, we haven't even moved the amendment yet, so. Well.
I would move the amendment to the amendment, which strikes the word uniform.
Okay. Is there objection? Department loves it.
We love it.
I guess that taking uniform out makes it a little bit more acceptable, but I think, if we were trying to get the message across, this is going to sunset in 2 years, certainly a letter of intent there to guide the direction that way probably would have been at least something that would have been acceptable to accomplish. But if you're agreeing with the just taking the word uniform out there, put it in the statute, I guess. But.
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Senator Zoff, if it makes you feel any more comfortable, I would only say that we have heard the message loud and clear from the members of this committee about I don't want in 2 years be sitting in front of you waiting for 4 weeks to get information either. And there will be something done, I assure you that. That when we want the information, we'll be able to get it in a timely manner.
Your mom?
In my own words. Mr. Chairman, I think that, again, the message is loud and clear in terms of the information, the level of detail that's necessary. We'll have it beforehand next time. We won't wait for the request. We know what kind of information that you're asking for, and we'll have that.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the amendment hurts anything, so I'll go ahead.
Yeah, I think the standards are already there. Is there objection to adopting the amended amendment number 3?
Chairman, I just will object there, just to state there. I hope that this doesn't become, part of the focal point in trying to get everything accomplished in the next 2 years, and that it detracts from, to some degree, the rest of the program where it causes some problem. I just, just so that this is not, I know it's a major concern, but I hope it doesn't become a major priority of the program.
I would imagine
it
hasn't
been in the past, so I doubt if it will be.
I imagine the procedures that the department has used to gather this information is the procedures from now on. That'd be my guess, because you'll require reporting to be the same way. Okay, no objection. Amendment number 3, as amended, has been adopted. That brings back before us the amended bill. Is there discussion on CS for Senate Bill 229 amended?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee substitute as amended out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, then Senate Bill 229 moves from committee with individual recs. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
You're
Senator.
You're
Senator.
You're Congress said bill, aren't you?
Where does it go next?
Labor and Commerce.
Labor and Commerce.
Scheduled for tomorrow?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Thank you, Senators.
Certainly a degree of optimism that it was going to move, huh?
Well, it was scheduled last week, too. So I can't say that. Oop,
now that you've sunsetted it out, I don't know if I could support it.
For the record, Senator's off, Mr. John, just Senator Phillips.
What that sunset is going to do is make them all real careful how they spend money the next couple of years.
Nothing else to come before the committee? We'll stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
A little accountability. Yeah.